Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
We have all the big stories happening in Hollywood, all three of them. And it's time to talk about them in the Dirt Alert with Holly Roberts. Hello, Holly.
Story number one. Cameron Diaz and Jamie Foxx back in action. They were spotted in Atlanta, Georgia on the set of their upcoming movie Back in Action over the weekend. For the first time since Jamie Foxx experienced a health emergency back in April of last year. Now, according to photos obtained by Page Six, you know, they're walking outside together, rocking things casually, but production seems to be back in order for this film. Now, it was put on hold back in April when Jamie Foxx was hospitalized. Now, it was unclear at the time whether or not he had more scenes to shoot in this movie, but what we're seeing is that this is back in action, so to speak, which is good news, you know?
Yeah. I want to see him back to work. Mm-hmm. Good for him.
And we still don't know what happened.
No, we still don't. And
I don't think that he's ever going to really discuss it.
Nope.
Yeah, and I wonder what that is all about. Like, what was it? Mm-hmm. Again, I think it's almost doing him a disservice because it in the vacuum, people fill it with their own possibly worse scenarios anyway.
Yeah, there was lots of speculation. Exactly. So, you know, if Jamie Foxx wants to make it our business, he will. There you go. Mm-hmm. You know, Travis Kelce, he's having a hot moment, and what's being reported that, hey, even if the Kansas City Chiefs don't make it to the Super Bowl this year, Travis Kelce is reportedly being offered $1 million to attend certain Super Bowl parties just to walk his buns through the door.
Oh my god.
Well, they're hoping that he'll bring his sweet honey.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, the Super Bowl is in Las Vegas, so a party town, and then getting the Super Bowl parties on top of that.
Ooh!
And it's always, I mean, you know, we even had the Super Bowl here when we had it 5 or 6 years ago. Man, Minneapolis turned into one giant party. So there are lots of brands who are ready to write a giant Ed McMahon-sized check to Travis Kelce if he'll just show up to their party.
I love Vegas. Vegas is one of my favorite destinations. I'm there often. But I don't even want to imagine. It is going to be amateur hour for that entire weekend. It is just going to be drunk people a palooza with those giant cups, those giant plastic tube cups. And
you can drink those on the street, right?
Oh, those, yeah. Those Fat Tuesday.
Yes.
75-ounce pina coladas.
Yeah. And completely healthy drunk people running scooters. That's my favorite thing. And
totally sober driving down the street.
Yeah. Not no real need for a scooter or a mobility device, but they rent them and they drive them down drunk.
Maybe wear some hard-toed, steel-toed shoes when you're walking in Vegas if you're going to attend the Super Bowl. So, Travis Kelce, we'll see. You know what? There's a probability that he'll be playing some football, though. We've got one more game, I believe, until the Super Bowl.
Yep. Lex, winning yesterday helps a ton.
Who do you think is going to be in it, Lex? Your household one that watches sports on our show.
Yeah, you guys like the pointy balls.
Thank you, Holly.
Do.
Yeah. What is Angel think?
I just didn't ask him specifically, but I do think, the Chiefs and the Lions won yesterday.
So Detroit and Kansas City, that's could be?
Maybe.
So that's a chief and a big kitty, the Lions.
Aww, okay. So adorable. Aww. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to text him and see if he's available.
Let's go with that. Mm-hmm. Let's go with Michigan and the Chiefs.
Exactly. Now, something that's not so adorable, toxic caterpillars.
What?
They're in Portugal, and Jamie Dornan was hospitalized after an encounter with toxic caterpillars.
Ew. Oh. Something else to worry about. I thought they were harmless.
No, Alexis. Don't pick them up.
Do they bite?
Don't, I don't know.
Do they squirt out some venom or something?
They could.
Again, squirt. Let's not use
it. But hey, it's past 7 o'clock, Jason. Oh, we've reached the squirting hour.
That's right.
So, hey, I heard instantly back from him. Wow, he must have his phone. He thinks Detroit and the Ravens.
Detroit? Oh, boy. Yeah, well, Kansas City is playing Baltimore.
Yep. Okay. Sorry, back to that real quick. Yep. Thank you.
Well, Jamie Dornan found himself in a hospital last year after suffering heart attack symptoms caused by toxic caterpillars during a trip to Portugal. Now, this was confirmed by his friend named Gordon, who was also rushed to the hospital after experiencing the same symptoms at a golfing resort.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Now,
what are the symptoms?
It's like you're having a heart attack, girl.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Now, they thought that they were feeling bad because they were hungover.
Okay.
But then apparently they went to the hospital and they were told that this was caused by a run-in with caterpillars, toxic caterpillars.
So just sharing the same air with them?
Pine processionary moth caterpillars have thousands of tiny hairs.
Yep.
Ew.
And I'm looking.
Top three.
I'm on treehugger.com and the top three deadliest poisonous, the red cedar moth caterpillar, the saddleback caterpillar, and the number one most poisonous, the puss caterpillar.
That's what he said.
I'm not making that up. It's called the puss caterpillar.
Yuck.
Well, on that note, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I don't know what we're going to do.
It's the cousin of caterpillars.
We'll be right back.